All right, it is 6:30, so we will get our Planning Commission meeting started. We will start with our pledge led by Commissioner Holbrook.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And we will allow any time right now for any public comments, any agenda items, any items that are not on the agenda, if anyone had any comments. Seeing as there are none, we will move to the third agenda item. Consideration of a site plan amendment approval for, how do you pronounce that? Inophos water treatment.
I say Inophos, but I'm not certain that's correct.
Inophos.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Inophos water treatment facility at 680 North, 700 West. Connor Taylor is the applicant. And Mr. Taylor, are you here? Okay, welcome. We're glad you're here. And we'll turn it over to Mackenzie.
Okay, I'm probably going to say the name wrong a couple more times just because I'm conditioned. Okay, so Inophos is a supplement and vitamin manufacturer. They have brought this application before us because South Davis Sewer District requires treatment for the wastewater coming from the manufacturing or the processing in this facility. And so in order to be in compliance with South Davis Sewer District's requirements, they had to do the building addition and also the storage water tanks that you see on the site plan. So they have an existing building at 680 North, 700 West. It's zoned manufacturing distribution. The building right now is approximately 101,000 square feet. They are wanting to put an addition that is approximately 1,880 square feet in size on the north side of the building. Additionally, they are wanting to add two stainless steel 36-foot tall storage tanks for the wastewater. And then in addition to that, to be in compliance with the parking code in the city, they needed to add 18 new parking stalls because they are also removing three. So just in order to bring them up to compliance with their square footage based on the uses that are occurring within the building. And I did provide a table of that parking breakout on the second page of the staff report. So this is just a site plan showing you where the addition is going and the storage tanks and also the parking. Now, the minimum landscape requirement for this zone is 10%, and they meet 10% landscaping exactly. So they are in compliance with that. They're in compliance with the parking code. And then also, they meet all of our architectural requirement standards for massing and materials. With the stainless steel tanks being located in the front yard setback, the city doesn't necessarily have a code that prohibits that. The DRC talked about that in depth, and we really have nothing that would regulate them not to do that. We do, however, require that those tanks be kept in good condition and maintained properly so they don't become a aesthetic nuisance, if you will. And on the motion I have drafted for you guys, I say that it should go to City Council. We actually have decided that because the affected area is under the certain square footage that needs to be for City Council, we're actually just going to have you guys approve this application tonight instead of forwarding it on. Because it's the affected area we're looking at, not the entire lot.
Okay.
So when you make your motion, just please be aware of that. And then before I wrap this up, the city engineer has officially okayed all of his red lines. There's no more corrections. So at this point, the DRC is recommending approval of this application with no conditions at this time.
Great. Thank you, Mackenzie. Mr. Taylor, if you'd like to join us up here at the microphone, we might have a couple of questions for you. We can start any discussion that anybody had or any questions for the applicant, if anybody had any. I was just curious, what are the water treatment requirements that the water district is requiring you to do?
So they're requiring us to actually take our processed water and test it for both pH and go through a clarifier for metals. The zinc is basically what we're over in mostly. Because we make chelated minerals, there are a lot of metals that are used in that process, zinc and magnesium being one of those. Those are two areas of concern that we want to make sure that we're mitigating so that we're not affecting their processes.
Great. So you're removing those?
Correct.
From there. And then what do you do with it after it's removed? How do you contain it or?
It comes out as a filter cake, and then it has to be treated into a containment area and then actually trucked off-site.
And then it's disposed off-site?
Correct.
Okay. That was my only question. Does anyone else have any questions for the applicant or discussion?
So, Commissioner Holbrook, do you actually have a clarifier on site?
Yes.
Okay.
So thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. I drove by the business today and sort of looks like a great employer. It looks like you had a lot of employees there, so it's nice to see that employment. Certainly a nice-looking property and all that. I was curious about the location of the additional 18. I noticed that there was kind of like a graveled area that had been like maybe overflow parking. Is that what's
That's
being paved?
That's where the asphalt is going to go down.
That's going to go down, okay. That's what I wondered, yeah. Yeah, certainly I think that addition of parking will be helpful because I did notice there was quite a bit of on-street parking on both sides. I saw a couple workers across the street, you know, crossing the street to get in there, so I think that'll be nice. That'll be good.
We actually own the building across the street as well at 536, and so we have employees that do commute between buildings, and I believe in a separate meeting we do have a sidewalk going in that area.
Thank you.
What is the intention of the building addition? What will you use that space for?
It's for the actual wastewater treatment equipment itself.
Okay.
So that's going to house the clarifier, the filter presses, all the equipment and auxiliary equipment for that actual processing.
Great. Also, I was going to mention, like Commissioner Jorgensen, I looked up a couple of reviews about the company and had positive reviews as an employer, so we're glad to have you in the city and for the way that you treat your employees and having a good reputation.
Thank you for the feedback.
Any other comments or discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I move that the Planning Commission recommended approve the site plan amendment for the Innafoss water treatment facility located at 680 North, 700 West with no conditions.
Thank you. That's Commissioner Jorgensen. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
Thank you. Any discussion or comment on the motion? All right. Those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, nay. And motion carries. Thank you. We're glad to have you in the city. Hope everything goes well for you.
Thank you.
All right, and we will move to agenda item number 4, report on city council actions and items recommended by Planning Commission.
There is nothing to report from the city council, which is great. But I did want to mention to you guys, under your agenda, I have provided you two of the same documents, just in different formats. So that is going to be the overview and chapter 1 only of the form-based code. So the sweet people who put the original draft together formatted it more like a general plan than an actual code to be added to our code that we keep online and we house online. It's got a lot of like extra fluff with acknowledgments and random things like that that don't really have to be in our code that I will be reading and enforcing from. So because of that, we will be converting it to Word as we go, and that way we also can make edited changes a lot easier than in the Adobe format that it's in right now. Sherry personally doesn't like how in the PDF document that you guys have that has this cover, all of the words and everything like that are in columns. And she says it's a lot harder to read and it's not as easy on the eye for her. So she asked me to make sure that when we come through with the Word document version, it's just all straight down. There's not columns or anything like that, just for ease of reading. So I would like you guys, before next meeting or even just at next meeting, tell me which way you prefer. If you guys are leaning more towards having it in the Word format where it's all just a single strand of sentences, we can do that for you. I'm going to be having it in Word anyways. Or if you guys prefer more of the fancy layout that is coming from our Adobe documents, I would be happy to provide those to you too. But it's ultimately up to you guys on how you prefer to review this. And my plan is just not to overwhelm you guys. So I'm providing you with chapter one in the overview today. And then when we do the actual discussion about those next time, I will provide you with chapter two and whatever the other one is in our schedule. And then I'll just provide you with the chapters as we're going. If that works for you guys, of course. I'm open to any other opinions.
Okay, just for clarification, so for the next meeting, you want us to have read over this in detail so we can discuss it and then
Absolutely.
Also make the decision on formatting.
Yes, however you guys prefer it, because I have it in both formats. It's just whatever you guys think is easier okay. to review.
Do any commissioners have any clarification questions of what the expectation is while you're reading this?
So this has been, you know, a promised agenda item since I've been on the commission, and I wasn't necessarily a party to when the concepts were first introduced, and I suspect that the new commissioners don't necessarily have the full context of it. So, you know, I think I certainly understand what form-based code is and why you may want to do it, but why this particular template? Is there a reason, or is it cloned from something that we desire? In other words, or does it just simply come out of context? So I think there's some context questions about where it came from and why this specific version, you know, versus some variant of it. You know, like Park City has a form-based code, I'm guessing, and they were after a certain look and feel, and that will differ from what we have. But where did it come from? Why this particular version? So I think the context of it is helpful, the backstory, before we get into the chapter and verse.
So is that something you'd like Mackenzie and Sherry to address at the next meeting?
I certainly think is a matter of introduction to the detailed discussion. I think the context, the history, and why this specific variant of form-based code is our starting point.
Yes, and we fully plan in the overview of the form-based code when we're presenting to kind of give everyone a refresher on why this even came across our table, who prepared it, what formatting we followed, and everything with that. So we definitely will touch on that when we present to you guys on the overview in chapter one next time. But if anything else comes up where you're like, hey, I really want the answer to this specific question, please let us know ahead of time, because we'd be happy to address those as we're presenting to you. And when you're reading through this, you're obviously looking at not only just like the conceptual ideas and the code that is to be enforced, but also keep an eye out for spelling errors and grammar and things like that, because when you look at a document for so long, it sometimes it's hard to see those things.
Absolutely.
So.
And I guess that was my question. You've spoken a lot about format and things like that. Are we looking at the content as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't pay with that Word document if you guys choose that to be your preferred source, because it's easier on the eye. Don't pay too much attention to formatting, because, like I said, this was prepared in the format of a general plan that's posted as a PDF on the website. That is not how it's going to be received by the public and by future planners and people of the city. It'll actually be part of our code that is single line by line. It's not a big pretty thing. We have to fight to get pictures in it, kind of thing. So don't pay too much attention to that detail as much as the content, the grammar, and the spelling. And then whatever format you guys like, just for reviewing, we'd like to know that. But ultimately, we will reformat it once we've made everything cleaned up and had our final review.
Great. This is just to kind of, for context for our new commissioners here, this has been a project we've been working on for over 2 years, and COVID kind of pushed us back because we have to do some open houses with it, but it is a huge feat for a city to implement a form-based code. So this is kind of towards the end of it, but we, all of us will have our names on this as it passed with us as commissioners. So it's definitely a collaborative document. Of course, the staff is doing most of the work, but yes, you want to go over it knowing that this is something that is going to pass and greatly impact the way the city is developed and planned moving forward, that our names will be on for years to come. They can make amendments to it, but this is like a big motion, a big movement to do. So you do want to read it as saying, like, I am signing off on this. Part of the reason, just quickly for content, that this helps us is it helps some of the decisions feel not as subjective to citizens, so that it's a very objective thing where we just use the form-based code. And so instead of people feeling that we're making personal decisions about like, I don't really like that, I do like this because that's the city council's decision, where we are just more objective. It gives us more of a format so that we don't have people who feel like there was anything in play that was just kind of the way we feel about it. It gives a really clear guideline also for the city staff and applicants when they do apply, that they can know that they fit into this and they don't have to come in here and waste their time and our time and the staff's time with these kind of arbitrary gray areas that they don't know for sure what we're going to say, and then those things can kind of get kicked back a bunch into Planning Commission as we make adjustments, and then they try and meet what we want and they come back into the agenda a bunch. So it should hopefully streamline a lot of those things that the applicants get frustrated because they don't necessarily know what we're looking for, and then they come to get feedback and then the staff isn't, it just can get in a cycle. So this should really help moving forward, both for our planning commissions and future planning commissions, to really have clear guidelines that will make the experience better for everybody. So we're going to try and really stay with our eye on this and see if we can get this implemented this year. So
we're not going to try. I have a schedule, and you Mackenzie, guys, I am a planner, and I stick to a schedule. So, yeah.
So the expectation would be that in the next meeting that you have come with it read over, ready to discuss it, so that we don't have to waste our time here either, that we will come ready for any discussion that we need to have. So if you can put that on your homework, that would be great.
And okay. Has anyone come across any training, for example, like the Utah League of Cities and Towns does, and things like that, specific to form-based codes? Has anybody seen something like that?
Oh, I'm sure there's trainings. It's a pretty...
Because if there is, I think, again, that might be useful background for... Because this is different. This is very different than what we've done to date. And again, I think going into it with as much context and understanding is probably helpful to it.
Yeah. It's also... As much as I think it's important, and Mackenzie sound in on this too, is it's important to read it knowing that we are putting our stamp of approval. It also can be amended. So it's not, we don't have to think of every hypothetical. We don't have to think of every scenario that maybe possibly could come up. It's a guiding document. And as those situations come in, if it doesn't seem to fit and serve the purpose of the city and the landowner at that time, there can be amendment can be made. So we don't need to think of every single hypothetical, but it's always a good idea to think about how this is going to impact the city and impact landowners, because we want to be having the right balance between the two. Anything else from you?
I was just going to say, I will look into specific trainings. I'm sure there are. It's a pretty new, new in that, like, I'd say the past 5 or 6 years, maybe longer, but it's actually being implemented in Utah. And there's even like books and things like that that are really helpful. So if you guys would like, I'd be happy to.
Well, we have to get training hours every year anyway. Yeah. So if we could kill two birds with one stone, that would be really helpful.
Yeah.
If there's
sure.
If it applies to what.
I will look into it before the next meeting and see what I can find for you guys.
Okay. Yeah, and if there's a similar training that we all do, like that would be interesting to see if there's anything available like that.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else from you, Mackenzie?
No. Okay. But if you guys have any questions, especially Irene and Ryan, when you guys first start digging into this, you're welcome to contact Sherry and I. And I mean, obviously you guys too. But we're just always here to help you and guide you through this, because it can be kind of mumbo jumbo if you're not used to reading it. So. That's my only thing.
One of the things you said that I found was interesting that I didn't really think of is that all of this doesn't end up in the final code. Will we know what the final code is going to... It feels like that's what we should be really focusing on and examining, and not as much the intent statements. That'll all be lost.
Right. I mean, yeah, in our code right now, we do have purpose statements and things like that, but we don't have... There's a lot of fluff in this right now, and we will probably shave that down as we go as a staff, just because it's not as efficient when it's actually in code, right?
Well, like the pictures you say won't end up, those were pretty relevant.
Oh, no, we will fight for them. I'm just saying, for example, like having the logos for UTA and stuff like that, that's not going to make the cut.
Okay.
But like our diagrams, absolutely, we will fight to have those in there, just like we have pictures in our code right now. Specifically, I'm thinking about how we measure height for buildings. People really struggle with that. We do it different than a lot of other cities in that we actually do it just from finish grade to roof peak. A lot of cities do like a weird average and stuff. And because of that, we had to draw up a diagram and put it into our code so that I can just refer people back. So we can have pictures, we will have pictures. It's just more of a matter of slimming down some of the verbiage, I think, so it's not so much fluff and a little bit more to the point, just so if a future planner or even citizen, applicant, whoever it is, comes through and needs to find something, they don't have to thumb through pages and pages of intent. So just think about that too. It's not going to be something like our general plan or even our annexation policy plan that we just did that just ends up being turned into a PDF and posted on the website page. It's going to be codified. It's going to be on our actual code, which has a different format. So, but we will fight for those pictures. Don't you fret. They will be in there.
But has there been a thought that we should just be reviewing that then, though? Like, what will be in the code? Like, the code version? You, what you think you'll end up actually publishing as the code? That should be the only thing that we're reviewing and discussing.
Right.
And anything else would be maybe a separate.
And I am going to be giving you guys, if we choose to go the Word document route, it's super easy for me to pull all that stuff out. Like, I already kind of, when you look at the Word version of Chapter 1, I've already pulled out a lot of that fluff. Like, I've pulled out the pages are intentionally left blank and acknowledgments and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to make an effort.
You're moving closer to that.
We're moving closer to that. So by the time we get here, we can strike through certain lines that you guys are like, hey, that's not even applicable. I'll do my best to review those ahead of time, along with Sherry. I'll make sure she looks at those as well. Because I think we all are in agreement that we shouldn't bring something that's not ready to be turned into code to you guys.
Or that we would base our decision on
right.
that being there, and then it ends up not being in the code.
Absolutely.
I think you bring up an excellent point, because we may remember the background document, and there was clarifying photos,
but
and
the,
we read
the, future,
read the code language,
future commissioner.
And it's not clear because something got deleted,
yeah.
but you think it's okay.
Yeah.
So I think there's actually a big advantage to doing it the way you're suggesting.
And a reminder just to you guys, we're going chapter through chapter. So we're going to visit each chapter. And in between, after we do chapter one, I'll take all of the comments, and well, I think actually Sherry and Allie will. I don't know who's doing it yet. But either way, we will take the comments and we will put it into the code. And then this whole document is coming back before you for that public hearing. And so at that time, you guys will be aware of the changes and we'll have the final say when it's all one cohesive document. We're just not there yet. So, and it's kind of hard to know what to cut to. Just a little background. Wasatch Front Regional Council actually put this all together, and we received it as this type of document.
Right.
And so now we're having to backtrack and like figure out what's actually needed. So it will take some time. It might be a little iffy at first, but we will definitely try to make sure that while we're going through chapters, we only bring you what we think is best. And yeah, like I said, you'll have the final look through again.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Any other questions or clarifications before next week or 2 weeks? All right, agenda item number 5, approval of the minutes. Any corrections or amendments to the minutes? Thank you to Andrea for always doing such a good job on our meeting minutes. If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I move that we approve the March 8, 2022 meeting minutes as drafted.
Great, thank you. And do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay, we're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Hold on 1 second. Do you let me?